You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we learn all about authentication inside of bots. It's easier than ever. Jeff shows us how. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk about conversational AI and authentication. Jeff, how you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Tell us who you are and what you do.
All right. Well, I'm Jeff Durstadt. I'm on the engineering team on the Azure Bot Service Group, and we make bots and intelligent conversations possible here at
awesome.
Microsoft.
So tell us one of the biggest challenges and how we're solving it.
Great. Well, one of the things that people really want to do when they're making a bot is they want to make their bot connect to something else. So they want to make a bot that can like book an Uber or check your email or check your calendar or something like that. And it's a huge issue about like how do you actually get the bot to know who the user is and then get that magic token that allows you to call all those great APIs that are out there. And it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it feels like there's like a huge security problem too. Like, who can access this bot, and then how does it know it's really you? So how do we solve this?
Yeah, well, one of the things that makes it really hard is that the developers pretty much have to do everything to get that token to be able to access all those APIs. So they have to host all of the OAuth controllers on their web API. They have to, once they get a token, they have to securely store it, and that's a big deal. And then they have to manage what's called the token lifecycle. So tokens can expire, and they need to be refreshed. And all of that work has to be done on every single bot.
Yeah, you're making me tired, man. And yeah, for every service, too.
Every single service.
Yeah.
And so it was a huge pain. And we had a few samples. There's things called like bot auth and auth bot that are out there. But it still put a lot of burden on the developers. And so what we've done now with the Azure Bot Service is we have some new authentication features that make this super simple for the developer and also give the user a better experience when they're logging on to things.
Awesome. Well, let's take a look.
Cool. So what we have here is the Azure portal. And I have a bot right here. And one of the first things that we're going to do here is we're going to register the connections that we want to use with our actual bot. So this is a little different than what you would have done before. Before, it's kind of all on you and you're storing all of this stuff in your bot, but now you can tell the Azure Bot Service about these connections. So here I'm in the bot resource in the Azure portal, and if I go down to settings here, and we'll let those load, there's a new section down here where it has connections to different things. And you can see right here, on this particular bot, my bot is going to be able to talk to Azure Active Directory using V1 tokens, V2 tokens, and my bot's also going to be able to talk to GitHub just for fun.
And you just add those settings?
Yeah, so if I click on add setting, let's kind of pretend we're going to add another one. I give it a name, my cool connection. And then we support a whole bunch of different service providers. So you can connect to Azure Active Directory, you know, Box, Dropbox. Let's see what else is in here. Facebook, Fitbit, Flickr, GitHub, Google, you know, LinkedIn, all kinds of good stuff. And so when you click on one of these things, it basically asks you for those application settings and secrets and that sort of thing.
I see. And this is similar to like when I built like a Twitter bot, for example. Mm-hmm. I had to get all these tokens, set up a profile over there. And once you've done that on the person that you authenticate with,
yep,
then you just get those keys and plug them in.
Exactly. So like, for example, I have another little browser tab here. So this is if I wanted to register in Azure Active Directory V2 application. We have this application registration portal. You just click on here, add an app, and it gives you things like there's your client ID right there. If you click on it, you can get the other settings. And so those are exactly right. Those are the things that you end up pasting in here, as well as your scopes, and you save those things. So that's kind of the first step that you need to do is register all the connections you want to use. So the important thing is like, well, you gave each one of these a name. So here we'll just use this AAD connection right here.
Okay.
Now we actually need to write the bot code that uses this connection. And again, kind of in the past, what you'd have to do is you'd have to host a whole bunch of OAuth controllers to do token exchanges,
right,
and all kinds of crazy stuff. But now, you don't. You basically just have to tell the Azure Bot Service, for this conversation I'm having with my bot, I would like to get a token for this particular connection. And then magically, a token will come back.
And that's for anyone that's using your bot.
That's for anyone who's using your bot.
So for example, I might have a bot that's like unifying my social media, for example. I'm like,
yep,
hey bot, I want you to schedule some social media posts for me. And if you get all the right OAuth tokens for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
yep,
then the bot itself is able to push it out.
to all of those different things.
On behalf of your
of that
user.
Particular user.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So here we are. I've switched over to Visual Studio, and I kind of started putting together a little bot here. This is a bot, like we said, we're going to use an AAD connection. And what we're going to do is we're going to connect to the Microsoft Graph API. And
cool.
So this is what you do to, you know, check email, check your calendar, you know, find out who you are in the Active Directory and that sort of thing. So I grab that connection name, and I'm going to paste that in here. It's called AAD connection. And then if you go down here and you start looking at what happens when the bot actually receives messages, so I'm gonna jump a bit. So my bot's gonna be able to display recent email from the Graph API. It's gonna be able to send a mail to me. And it's gonna tell me who I am, and it's gonna let me sign out. So those are kind of the commands that this bot knows how to do.
I see.
And so to do that, when the bot gets the command like, hey, you know, show me my mail, it's gonna need a token. And so there's this new dialog that we added called the Get Token dialog. And really, all I have to do as a bot developer is pass that connection name in there and what text I want to display to prompt the user to log in and the name of the button. And that's it.
Now, does it remember it for
yes.
you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So then every time this is called, so the very first time, and that's a good point. Well, let's kind of take a peek inside what this Get Token dialog is actually doing. But the very first time, it's not going to know. Like, let's say I'm the bot and you're the user and you say, hey, give me your email. Well, me as the bot, I don't know who you are yet. So I'm going to send you this sign-in button, and you're going to click on this button, and you're going to sign in. And now the bot is going to have your token, and the Azure Bot Service is actually going to help manage that token for its lifecycle. So it's going to do things like refresh the token, securely store the token, cache the token. So every time the bot needs the token and you start asking me more and more commands, like check my mail, send mail, that sort of thing, you don't get that button every time. You only get it the first time.
And the other thing that I'm used to saying is like when I log some application via Facebook,
yep.
usually it's a Facebook thing that says, hey, are you okay with this application? And is yep. that the same kind of experience?
Yep. The very first time you log in, and to be honest, I've run this sample a couple times, so we're not going to see the consent. So that's called consent.
Yeah.
But the very first time you log in, you get the consent. If there's two-factor authentication, that happens. So like if we were signing into GitHub and you had two-factor authentication and I wanted like, you know, your phone verification, that would all happen, that all takes place. But then once the bot has your token, it has your token and it can use Azure Bot Service to refresh the token and kind of do what it needs to do.
That's pretty amazing. And is there only a certain number of services that you can work with or any OAuth 2 type thing work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So hopping back to the portal here, if we add another connection string here, there's actually a generic OAuth 2 provider in here. So if
wow.
we don't support it, you can just kind of template it in and connect to whatever you want. So, you know, when some new service called Chirp or whatever,
yeah.
you know, pops up, you'll be able to connect to that.
I have a really good startup idea all of a sudden.
There you go.
But there's some certain people that run, for example, like Identity Server that follows OAuth protocols. And
yep.
so you might be able to, even with your own custom application that uses something like Identity Server, be able to have the chatbot interact with that particular application.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yep. So we could go ahead and run this, but you asked a good question before about what exactly this Get Token dialog is doing, because it is a bit of magic. So if we just quickly kind of take a peek inside what Get Token dialog is doing, you notice kind of the bot is calling this dialog every single time. And first, what happens is the dialog asks the Azure Bot Service, do you already have a token for this user? And that very first time, like I said, it's not going to have it. So in that case, it sends a new card type that we are introducing in Azure Bot Service called the OAuth card. And so that's kind of what backs all of this this magic to happen. So that OAuth card gets sent out, and a token eventually is stored in the Azure Bot Service.
Can I pause right there? Is
yeah.
it like a button that says log in, and then like
yep.
then the frame of Facebook
yep.
comes up?
Yep.
And then you do your thing, and it's like, okay, good. And then the tokens are exchanged between Facebook and your bot service,
yep.
and then it has the tokens.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Correct.
I understand yep. then.
Yep. So, and then the Azure Bot Service, you know, it maintains the lifecycle of that token. So we can go ahead and we can take our bot now. And now that I gave it that connection, let's just try it out and see what this is going to look like. So press F5 here. Let that build.
Yeah, I can definitely see why this is much easier.
Yeah, it before it was easy to kind of add the sample packages and stuff like that.
It was, but I can see managing tokens, like that's something I don't want to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because people don't do it right, you know, they don't do it securely. You know, they end up just sticking them in table store or something like that. And then they also don't worry about, well, what happens when the token expires,
right. Does
it get refreshed, and all that good stuff. So now my bot is running, so we're going to use the new emulator that we're working on here. So we're going to click on that, and I'm going to say hi to it. And hello, bot, wake up. Okay, there you go. So it says I can do fun things with the Microsoft Graph API. And so if I want to send that mail command, so this is the first time the mail command's going over. And so what happened was the bot went and checked the Azure Bot Service. Do you have a token for this person who's talking to me? Azure Bot Service says, nope, no idea. So it sends this card. And so just like you were saying, here's the sign-in card. And now I'm going to click on that sign-in card, and the window pops up. And it was an Azure Active Directory thing.
Right.
So I'm going to click on that. And now token exchange is happening between the Azure Bot Service and Azure Active Directory. And here is my actual recent email talking about build demos and all that good stuff. You know, now, like you said, now it kind of knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So if I sent a command like, you know, who am I? You know, I didn't have to log in that time. It just, that time when the bot said, hey, Azure Bot Service, do you know what the token is for this user? Azure Bot Service already had one, and it just returned the token right away. So now I'm signed in, and I can keep doing things.
You could literally
sign out.
You could literally build your own Jarvis connected to any kind of services, like some fictional robot named Jarvis. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That you could use it to do a lot of, like, let's just say you have a set of tasks that you'd like to complete as a developer.
Yep.
You could actually have your bot on your phone say, hey, can you check so and so? You can connect to Azure and see how your machines are doing.
Yep.
You could GitHub and see how they, I mean, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, you could write a bot that like knew how to merge pull requests between GitHub and VSO or something like that if you wanted.
That's pretty cool. So where can people go to find out more about this?
Well, the best place to go is going to be on the Azure Bot Service documentation page.
Okay.
We're going to be publishing a whole bunch of blogs and a whole bunch of new documentation that basically walks you through how to create AAD V1 and V2 applications, how to use the Graph API, how to use some other services as well. And then there's going to be a whole bunch of samples that kind of show you bots doing some interesting things like this.
Well, color me impressed. This is amazing. I've always wondered about like authentication with bots. It seems that now with a new addition to the bot framework, it's super easy.
Yeah.
And you're able to do it pretty quickly. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks so much for watching. We're learning all about authentication using conversational AI. My name is Seth Juarez. This is the AI Show. We'll see you next time. Take care.